Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary parties heard last night that level 5 restrictions will likely be with us well into February. For more, I'm joined by the Irish Independence Ireland editor Fionnán Sheehan. Well into February, Fionnán, the message the same to both parties?
Yeah, so the process from here is Neffat and the chief medical officer will meet today. They'll report back to the Minister for Health from that. Not expected, obviously, that they're going to recommend any lifting of restrictions. Then the cabinet subcommittee will meet next Tuesday, and cabinet, or Monday, and cabinet will meet on Tuesday. And from there, then there'll be a form of announcement to say that the level 5 lockdown is continuing beyond the end of January. Now, whether they go for the whole month of February or they just continue to roll over for another couple of weeks remains to be seen. So you were seeing, I suppose, as time goes on, initially looking for it at the month of January, then it was kind of like, well, could we bring schools back around about the middle of February, maybe after the midterm break? That seems to be pushed out again. So we're looking for any indication any easing of restrictions, but certainly not expecting anything in terms of a drop from level 5.
So if the restrictions are ongoing for the foreseeable, what's the story with the row about reopening schools? Talks are ongoing, are they?
Yeah, the talks are ongoing, and a couple of issues now coming into play. There seems to be a view on the government side that the union leadership and the union membership are not at one, and that a commitment from the union membership, particularly in the INTO, couldn't be stood up once it went out to the members. So what's going to have to happen there is that it's about continuing negotiation, but also reassurance of people. And that reassurance won't really come about until people are seeing case numbers of the virus reducing quite substantially. Allied to that will be the public pressure to get the special schools and the special education classes back. A new element now coming into the equation is I'm told that there are legal threats now starting to emerge from parents of children with special education needs. That's certainly focusing the mind of the Department of Education. This was a major factor in Northern Ireland last summer when classes were closed there and parents issued legal warnings at that point. And it did play a major element of those schools and those special classes remaining open, particularly through the worst of the lockdown when the rest of the system was shut down.
And two other issues, Fionnán. Golfgate, has it gone away with the file going to the DPP, and Sinn Féin still pushing questions about the Tánaiste?
So the Garda investigation into the golf dinner back in August is now completed, and that'll effectively centre on were there more than 50 people in attendance at a single function, and therefore was there any breach of COVID-19 regulations? The inquiries and the questioning and statements of people in attendance at the dinner were dragging on quite a bit. They were still going on in November and December. So that's now finished. Gone to the DPP to see will any charges be brought. The people at hand there would be the organisers of the event and also the management of the hotel. So we'll wait and see. Does anything emerge from that? On the Sinn Féin front, Piers Doherty has now obtained FOI documentation relating to this release of this file by the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to his friend, not friend, whichever way he wants to describe him on the day, Dr. Matthew O'Toole from a rival GP's group. And it pretty much shows that Simon Harris, as the health minister, was looking for the same document and was being fobbed off by people saying that it wasn't finished and that there was still I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed. And yet at the same time, the Taoiseach was releasing that self-same unamended document to a friend of his. So they want further answers there. And certainly it's added new information into the equation.
All right, Fiona Sheehan, Ireland Independent, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on Morning Ireland with the time coming up to 7:45.